ordinary CEO usually says, in a workspace, ne, if ever uzodiwenza something, and then you've got this fear that I am here right now, right?
Mm.
I'm head of recruitment, Espani. We need to be recruiting people. We've got our events and stuff. I'm here. I don't have that fear, you would, as long as I'm here into Imile. It is because there are people that I'm having in office.
Yeah.
Yes. Whenever I'm doing something, yes, I make sure Ukuthi lo muntu he understands on how I recruit. So that with Manghambile Ngaphuma, this thing continues of recruitment.
Mm.
We understand. Because once I fail to have somebody who can fit into my shoes, then I've got a problem of being, yes, a leader.
Mm.
That's what leadership is. Having somebody to always know that mawuphumile wena, if une call engena ifuna this thing SAPS, ungekho wena uzongena and do it like you were going to do it.
Yeah.
So three things: delegating, directing, and teaching.
Yeah.
Yes. Is what a leader is.
Yes.
Right. And speaking of young people, Umxolisi mentioned earlier a word called radical. And it's a term that's been loosely being used around for the most part. If you're a young person, you know, you hear young people talk about being radical, but I don't know if they know what that means. But for the most part, that is a thing where, in describing what a leader is, you know, we all think, because when you think radical, you think someone who is abrupt,
mm-hmm,
violent, and all of that, even though they're in a position of leadership, right? Someone who's not afraid, someone who does things, not because anyone says they should, but because they think it's right. That's what perhaps many people think radical is.
Yeah.
And with that said, Nelson Mandela further mentioned that a real leader uses every issue, no matter how serious and sensitive it is, right? To ensure that at the end of the debate, we should emerge stronger and more united than ever before. Are serious and sensitive issues, which you can think of right now, being used to create positive behavior, you know, amongst young people and who are future leaders and uniting us as a country, or perhaps as an opportunistic circumstance to drive the gains of people using them?
Mm. Okay, so let's look at the three most serious things, challenges that, for example, our president last year, if I recall, that he said he would look at. First one was corruption, ending COVID pandemic, and I think the other one was economic recovery,
yes,
right? When I like subscribing to the president's newsletter of the country, because you need to know what is happening as a young person. You can't wait for Mail and Guardian or any other, you know, media to rely on it. Let's get it straight from the accountable first office of the country. As I was reading those priorities for 2021, which I believe some of them are in 2022, I did not even see sustainability.
Hmm.
Like, if you say you want economic recovery, ending COVID pandemic, dealing with gender-based violence, corruption, education, how are you going to keep it sustainable? Sustainability in its essence, from a community development perspective and leadership, means that you're going to develop something inclusive of the future generation. Does that mean that the health sector is just the priority in 2021? When the new person comes, they'll close that file and then continue with another new thing, maybe technology. How do we monitor and evaluate the seriousness of the challenges / priorities in our country? Now, the reality and the truth is, sometimes there are leaders that takes advantage of serious issues. Gender-based violence becomes fashionable because there was a woman found dead and children were beaten up by somebody, or a man was killed by, you know, that intimate partner violence issues. It is growing in our country. Does it only have to be fashionable or maybe conscious to us when we see that, oh, the whole family, a father poisoned 3 kids? Where is it sustainable? Like we were having a conversation before the podcast. We used to pray when we go to schools. Why can't the children, Why can't the kids in schools have a little bit of a psyched issue where they show them types of abuse, don't do this, love each other. Children are good with affirmation. Yes. You tell a child that a reader is a leader. Love one another. Take care of each other. It's not good to steal. Pinocchio has a long nose. Kids will hold you accountable.
Yes.
Daddy, mommy, why are you screaming? Why are you lying? Because we didn't do that. Mm. Pinocchio has a long... So we need sustainability in everything that we do. And I think we shouldn't take advantage of serious issues and make them fashionable, popular at that level, and get influencers to dress up or lipstick red for what. No, we need to take sustainability serious in our country.
Hmm.
But is that not what we are seeing, though? And in two ways, and more ways than one in what you've already mentioned, going back to your original note about being radical as well, that it is the children that are saying, you said I must do this, but you are doing that. How is that even happening? I don't want to spend too much time obviously talking about one of the pillars that you mentioned that the president did say that he was focusing on was corruption. Where do we find ourselves now, right at this moment, with money sitting between based on a trust that we can't account for, but yet we just came out of a whole Zondo commission that is still also being left up in arms, and we don't have a direction of where exactly that is going. And as you've mentioned, that sustainability is very important, because another point that is very key to what you said is we have a president that comes in for 5 years. They have their own vision. They go ahead, and that's what they focus on, the 2030 goal, right? NDP. And then another president comes in, and he's talking about African renaissance.
Mm-hmm.
Another president comes in, he's now talking about corruption and how we can combat corruption. Oh, are we not lost? Because we started with something for 5 years, and we need to, I think, as you grow, you understand that you can never build within 5 years and finish. You need to hand over to the next person. So there is no handover that is actually happening, because we are concentrating on one thing for the 5 years, and then for the next 5 years, we're concentrating on the next thing. We've lost everything that we've built and put in our energies towards and our efforts towards building within that short term, and then we focus on something else. We've lost those values. There's no sustainability, and truly speaking, probably we lack direction from a group of people that are actually supposed to be directing us as people. And if we look at our personal lives as well, because I'm a firm believer that we create leaders from our children as young as they are. Do I have direction myself? We learn in school, and it's something that I greatly appreciate, that in many of the courses that are being done now, leadership is a module or subject that is being taught, which is great, because we need to understand that the leader carries the vision, and the manager has to help the leader to achieve the vision. But that doesn't mean that you can't play both roles at the same time.
Hmm. What are your thoughts?
Radical. Well, maybe to a bit decentralize the question and then the topic at hand is to speak about how do we then come up with, and not just come up, because the country and government has came up with very beautiful policies, but how do we then implement policies that are radical enough to speak to the current status quo in the country, to speak to the gender-based violence situation in the country, to speak to the unemployment crisis in the country. I was sitting thinking just a day or two ago, and I saw, I think on LinkedIn or somewhere, I saw Theo Baloyi, who is the CEO of Batu. And I was sitting thinking that until when will our government, for that matter, become radical enough to say, we're going to take Batu, we're going to take Drip, we're going to take Tsepo Jeans and all these other brands that are well established.
Yeah.
And we are going to assist them, to enable them to participate at a global and international landscape. Such that you go to Vietnam, you go to USA and you find people wearing Batu. The same way you come from all over Europe, you find people wearing Nike, which is not a South African product, you know? So when are we coming and when are we implementing the policies that are radical enough to speak to the current status quo? And by that, you would have solved so many problems in the country. It would have solved unemployment to a large extent. Because now Batu would not only be serving its target market in Johannesburg, but it will be serving the world at large.
Mm.
So I think it's time. It's more than anything, it's time for that.
And what I want to do is, do you think that, you know, these serious issues that are being raised are used as a facade by leaders to, you know, for their own personal gains, if not, you know, uniting young leaders today?
Not going deeper into that. Not so fast. Come on. radical. We as out here, I mean, there is a person who is straightforward and honest. There is a person who is rotten. There is a thin line between being straightforward and being rotten.
Mm.
A very thin line. That most people, especially our coming generation, what are we teaching them? Are we teaching them straightforwardness or are we teaching them rudeness? Ingani zamanje, what we are teaching them, it's all about ama rights, but failing to sit down and teach them the right and the wrong, what they should be doing, because if ever we fail to teach them today, they will be the teachers of tomorrow. If we did not teach them the wrong, who is going to do that? Who is going to teach their children the better tomorrow?
Hmm.
We need to be very, very, very aware of what we're dealing with in these moments of now. Sis Nomfundo said, 5 years, we are poor momuntu, utu seqedile. So which means this person from La Paya and umuntu yeza in a promotion as a figure. We have given it, we have some bonus among a figure. We understand. Rather than this thing need to be complementary. Whenever I do it like a machine, each and every thing is being attached to one another for the process to be fulfilled. We understand. So if ever you as a president, you come, you get out of office, when coming in, you need to give me guidance on where to start going further. You achieve the first thing that you have started before I start the new one. Then in that way, we will see it progress with South Africa. Not ukuthi mina ngifike corruption down. Africanism. At my lapho, at my bonumuntu wase Rwanda. Afrikat VSJ, huba anwe. We understand. There is these things that we need to follow. Ukuthi when we are people, we need to be so attached to the next person, because each and everything that you are doing, I'm not doing for me. I'm doing for the next person. Ukuthi uma siya phambili sonke, we go with the direction of oneness. Because whatever information I'm bringing now will bring us something, then we are oiling the machine, ukuthi uhlale njalo u precisely swerve. Then I think in that way, if ever we can have leaders of such, teaching kids, abantu abethu kumele sibafundise yona. Like, as in now, ngoba sikhuluma, we spoke about complementary of ama leaders from different, like premiers and the staff. There is a head of the country. That much we respect. But there are people, abam advisor and the staff. Those people are leaders. Trust me. Umuntu advisor is number one of the country. Lo muntu nanomehleli nayo yazi uyashukuthi yazini ne hayi ngiphethe South Africa.
Yes,
lalel. The president is not the one who is ruling South Africa. It's the people that are advising him.
Yes.
At the end of the day, we understand. Because uma engathi yena sengithathi decision, the advisor it eh marla pressa ungathi uyalahle side. He will go sit down. We understand. So at the end of the day, a person who is leading is not the person on the seat. It is the people around him. Abam channela to the point. So if ever sim channela, sis nomfundo sit, this podcast thing is simchela whatever uzo irizina ayicabange ukuthi right now I add it on top of what we gave her. So all the time whenever we're doing something, we need to always have a starting point and oneness and togetherness, yes, of which is what we are short in South Africa.
So what I pick up is the fact that there isn't a succession plan, you know, politically, where one leader comes in and says, I'm going to deal with corruption, and when I'm done with corruption, whoever I'm grooming afterwards should come through and deal with something else and not have to deal with corruption, the same thing I was fighting for, right? So let's get to the nits and grits. Throughout the years, there's been a decline of voters, especially young people, right? Be it national or local, provincial, whatever the case may be. Why do you believe that is so, that people do not turn up to vote?
Before you channeled us into the next question, you spoke about the succession plan. Do we have a succession plan in our households? Do we have a succession plan in our organizations? Do we have a succession plan now that you say in the country? Because now we look at this. Mom does not vote because she believes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Why should I? Or maybe the succession plan that is already there, I don't actually see myself fitting into it. So why should I? Is there a place for me as a young person? I'm young myself. Do I see myself fitting in or contributing or adding value to any of this? Maybe I'm just saying, you know what, let me create my own path. Because this politically is not working for me. But do we have succession plans, even in our own households, where I don't sit with my mom in the same room and she's smoking and she's sharing a cigarette with me? It's people's preferences, right? Not mine. But that's my succession plan in my household. That's not going to happen. Because what values am I teaching my child? So do we uphold the values that we are expecting from the president and his office? Are they those same values that we are upholding in our households? I think too many a times we give away our responsibilities as parents, as people in general, and we want to blame the government for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But did we start and understand that here in my household, what is currently happening here for it to go forward and become something meaningful?
What are your thoughts on that?
So for me, it's an issue of trust. And probably I'm representing those that were born the same age as me, like your 1986 generation. The conversation that we have, you know, amongst ourselves, did you vote, did you not vote? It goes back to trust, you know. I remember in my SRC days, you know, the youth was given so much attention. There was, and I will speak because I used to be radical myself in student politics. You had your, you know, ANC Youth League. You had your intergenerational conversation, political schools that we used to be in and so forth. And I'm talking strictly about politics now, you know. You were being taught about, and it's that era of President Thabo Mbeki where African Renaissance means that we care about each other, we support. It actually, it just means proudly South African, proudly African. I don't discriminate somebody from Nigeria, from Egypt, wherever. We're just one African. We understand each other's talent. We complement each other's gifts, and we're going to move Africa forward. Now, I believe that was the strategic plan of that president then. But did someone carry it over to that succession plan from a country's perspective? Now, when I look at his generation, I feel like the youth participatory leadership is actually disbanded. Where is the voice of the youth? Not only attending events, I mean like consistently being nurtured, being guided, being directed. Not, I mean, in our days, I can tell you how many times I've seen President Mbeki. Just having time, him coming to say, guys, I see you're having a political conference. Let me help you. Let me guide you. You understand? But now, things are different. And the dot-com generation, when I have a conversation with my brother who's 12 years younger than me, a 1998 person, you know what he's telling me? Trust. is equals to a good test. You cannot say you're going to study something, a scope, that you know that the test will not give you a good result. And also, there's a lot of casual approach in South Africa among the youth, and it's not good, it's dangerous. A casual approach will give you a casual result. We should not take our youth for granted. Look at Rwanda, we spoke about the case study. The president took a calculated risk. The parliament of Rwanda is amazing. In fact, I think people that are old, 50 and above, they feel misplaced because the young generation is coming up with innovative, competitive ideas. We should not see ourselves as a stagnant Africa or a stagnant South Africa. We should also not see ourselves as stagnant voters. Voting means that you want change, change that is going to be competitive. Why is America the way it is today? My relatives in Sweden and the US tell me something. Lebs, you want to come this side? It's an expensive country to live in. You know why? You work hard, you pay your tax, but you also enjoy yourself. We should not have a dependency mentality. Yes. That's why people are also not voting. Oh, I won't vote because the grant is not going up. That's the problem where it's starting. It goes back to home, dependability. Your children feel like, I won't wash the dishes because the machine is not working. So you don't know that load shedding is not the power. The power is in your hands.
Yes.
So that's where the issue is. Trust. Do we even trust ourselves? We lie to each other. I'm going to vote for this one. When you get to the ballot paper, no, I want that grant. But you are with your friend saying, those t-shirts,
you're
those
even wearing
they are nothing, my friend. You know, let me tell you. But you know when you get to ballot, you know what, NF says, let me just do this thing. You know, trust. Do we even trust ourselves? We don't even trust our own individual choice. Do you even have, if you have a vision for yourself, you see yourself somewhere in 5 years, it will be easy to have a vision for your country.
Yes.
Because you know it's not about you. Your cousins, your little sister and brother, you want them to be better than you. If you stopped at master's, they must stop at PhD. That kind of mentality.